Today's episode is sponsored by VR Bodyguards. Been dying to join the virtual reality world, but you're self-conscious about wearing the goggles? Afraid someone will trip or punch you while you're flailing around the room playing a game? That's where VR Bodyguards comes in. We will provide security for you while you play VR until your heart's content. Nobody's going to hurt you. Trust us on this one. Use promo code VRBodyguards are your friends for 10% more muscle. Let's start the show. Hey, welcome to Meet My Friends, The Friends, The Friends Recap Podcast, where each and every episode of this show is an episode of Friends, and we meet the friends and recap the shows. So without further ado, let's go meet my friends, the friends. I'm Tom Sharpling, the host. Let's go meet the friends. The theme ended. That's weird. I mistimed that because I had to re-record all the stuff a cappella because I don't have the themes anymore, because Jason, one of the two producers of the show who was fired or quit, I'm not sure, is no longer on the program. He took the stuff with him, and I don't have access to it anymore. But that's neither here nor there. Welcome to Meet My Friends, The Friends. I'm Tom Sharpling, the host of the show, and I'm doing it from Los Angeles and having a good time doing it. And yes, as you might have heard on the last episode, Jason Gore and Pat Byrne, the two producers, are no longer associated with the show. I do not have anyone working on it now. I will figure that out with as time goes on. But now it is time to just look forward and to move on from the past and get a clean start with the show. And let's do an episode. You know, it really was hard because I counted so much on what they brought to the table, but they didn't care about me as a person, is how I feel about it. They saw it as what can they do to promote or glorify themselves or to get, not rich, but to grab some money. And that's fine. We all try to get money, and a lot of people have accused me doing this show is a money grab, a cheap attempt to jump into the podcast recap business, the recap podcast business, and I don't see it that way. I think this is its own thing, and I think it's great, and in many ways it's greater than the best show, and it's more representative of who I am to recap episodes of Friends rather than to take calls and talk and do comedy. So the episode we're going to recap is season 4, episode 6, The One with the Dirty Girl. And this one was written by Shauna Goldberg Meehan and Scott Silveri, directed by Shelley Jensen, and it aired on November 6th, 1997. And the plot of this episode is Ross dates a fantastically beautiful paleontologist named Cheryl. Everything's going great until he finds out that she is incredibly messy. Chandler buys a rare copy of Kathy's favorite book. Kathy is Joey's girlfriend, and he buys this for her birthday, but buying a gift that was too good for her compared to Joey's gift creates a problem. So he has to make sure that Joey gets her a good gift as well. Phoebe realizes that Monica is struggling, so she lends her money so she can get her catering business going. And then Monica has trouble collecting payment from a client. And Rachel strives to finish a crossword puzzle all by herself. A little fall off there in the magnitude of the plots. You have one person is in love, and then Rachel's trying to finish a crossword puzzle. But that said, this is a great episode, and I will talk more about it in a minute. I do want to just tell you about today's sponsor. Today's episode is brought to you by VR Bodyguards. Virtual reality is one of the most exciting technological developments in years. Getting to enter a world that envelops you is an experience you'll have to see and feel to believe. But plenty of people just won't take the plunge because they're worried about a so-called friend shoving or tripping them while they're wearing the Oculus goggles. Or there's the constant threat of being filmed flailing around the room playing a game like Pistol Whip, looking stupid to everyone else while you're just trying to have a good time. Well, that's where VR Bodyguards comes in. Our trained security force will be present the entire time you wear the goggles, making sure that nobody does anything to harm or humiliate you. And if they do try something, look out. They won't be doing it twice. Let's just say that your friends might not be able to wear VR goggles themselves because the shape of their head will be altered to a degree where the goggles just won't fit. Though that's very aggressive, and I don't know how I feel about that. That's an actual... Well, you know what? They're a sponsor. Go to vrbodyguards.org or .dog. They have .dog here. That seems like a typo. I don't know if there is a .dog. It is in the copy, though. Go to vrbodyguards.dog and use promo cards. VR Bodyguards are your friends for 10% more muscle. Not sure what that means. VR Bodyguards, you're safe in the real world while being a dragon or whatever in the VR world. Huh, okay. Well, I guess it's thanks for advertising on the show. This was a great episode. Everybody's solid on it. The Joey and Chandler rift is starting to happen as they are both interested in Kathy. Monica and Ross and Rachel are all good in this episode. Everybody's good in this one. Great physical comedy from Ross in this one. So let's do a Friends First. Friends First. Okay. Again, not the source material that's gone. Ross uses the phrase, "I know," in the beginning of this episode. It's the first time he's used a catchphrase of Monica, and it's her well-known catchphrase, but in this episode, it's his. So let's do a Friends fun fact.
Another fun Friends fact.
Cheryl is the second paleontologist that Ross dates on the series, having dated Julie 2 years earlier. And then again in season 10, he briefly dates Charlie, who is also a paleontologist. Charlie played by I can't remember. Man, this is not what I wanted the show to be. Was not the vision for the show. But it's where we find ourselves. Let's do a line of the episode.
It's the line of the episode. Bronk.
Ross says,
You know how you throw your jacket on a chair at the end of the...
He's talking about the mess in Cheryl's apartment, who was played by Rebecca Romaine, who's really good in this one. And he says,
"You know how you throw your jacket on a chair at the end of the day?" And then Joe goes, "Yeah." "Well, like that, only that instead of a chair, it's a pile of garbage. And instead of a jacket, it's a pile of garbage. And instead of the end of the day, it's the end of time, and garbage is all that has survived."
That was a fun one. I would say I give this episode 9 out of a possible 10 friends. And we can rate the friends.
Rate the friends.
Sounds like Rafe LaFriends, the former NBA player. But it was rate the friends. This one, Chandler, Phoebe, Ross, Rachel, Monica, and Joey. And yeah. And we will sort these sound clips out. This is not how they should be. Hopefully I can get the originals back in some form. I don't know. I will try. But I also, while we are down now, we are not certainly not out. We have options, and we will figure it out going forward. And the show will be better than ever going forward. And those guys are out, and we actually have a guest on the next episode. Very exciting. I said, being in Los Angeles, we're going to try to get people who appeared on Friends. to appear on this show, and we do have someone, so I'm not going to say who it is, but they will be on the next episode. Thanks for listening to the show, everyone.
I appreciate the friend.
Oh, that's the wrong clip. Thanks for everybody listening to the show. I appreciate it. And we will be back soon. Meet my friends, the friends. I would say theme by Josh Cantor, but it's not. Thanks for listening. Boom.